All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you with us. We're live once again, about 12 minutes past 5 p.m. here Eastern Time, or 11:13 p.m. over on Central European Time. It's great to have you with us. DLive.tv/RedIceTV or RedIce.tv/live. That's right, RedIceTV/live. Do you think that was mixed together a little bit good there, you know, kind of thing? But
I think we're late because that saxophone just kept going. I thought it was over like maybe a minute sooner. Yeah, a minute. You're like, okay, here we go, and then
but
it's like,
a good, it's kept a decent dose of the '80s though in there. So you know, you get
the palm tree, the car, the bikini,
the mustache,
the sunset, the mustache. Remember when we met a couple Turks not too long ago, and they were disappointed because America wasn't as white as it was in the 80s. Remember, they're like,
one guy was
where's the America that
Kurdish,
was
Kurdish, right? It was actually a Kurdish and a Turkish guy getting along remarkably.
That's right, and they were disappointed. They thought it was going to be America like the movies in the 80s. I was like, oh, you mean white? Like, and they're like, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that didn't work out too great now so far, does it? Okay. Guys, thank you for joining us. Maybe if you're watching live, this is great, but you can join us in the archives too as well, of course, at redicemembers.com. Great way of supporting us. Get a membership over there. We have some exclusive content for you guys there too. Definitely check it out, redicemembers.com. Weekend Warrior is a show that we always do on Sundays, and we have other exclusive videos for you guys as members as well, so definitely check that out. Have a little bit of a screenshot over there. Obviously, I did a coronavirus live stream yesterday, late my time yesterday. I was very tired.
Was
I'm still pretty tired,
or
actually.
Something? Yeah,
it was starting at midnight. We were probably done around 2:30 or something, I think. So, but, you know, went for over 2 hours. But Glenn was great. He did a good job. Check that out in terms of update on the virus stuff. We're not going to go through that today because we just covered it yesterday. But of course, there are updates all the time. I guess we could just... What is the map on now? I guess we should pull that in.
So, like... 30,000?
What is the GIS and data, I think it is, or something.
Let me see. Is this the government one or the public one?
Okay, this is the official one. They haven't updated this since yesterday. 31,530. Confirmed cases, 638, but it's probably, it's probably 10 times higher, these numbers, I would assume. I don't know, judging from all the people we've seen collapse, that covers the 638 people. It's a big country, a lot of people, and there's a lot of people filming what's happening to these people.
And it's spreading fast.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, no really big update about that, but you know, you got it there. If you want to check it out, check out the map. We'll cover it later in the week. Maybe in Weekend Warrior, give you guys an update as well.
But speaking of that, we should probably show that tweet here I was just looking at about a cruise ship that pulls into New Jersey. Let me pull that up. Someone just a few hours ago.
Welcome to America, that one?
Yeah, that was the one that I did there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Breaking: Royal Caribbean cruise ship docking now in New Jersey with roughly a dozen sick Chinese nationals on board. They will be tested for coronavirus. And everyone's like, why didn't you just stop at this massive port to do it? Can't you get someone to come out there with other boats or a helicopter or something and drop off some kits and test people? No, we're going to let them come
aboard.
Off into this huge crowded area, and then we'll test them there.
Well, I mean, they can't be racist. There's no options here. We painted you into a corner. I mean, that's what's on the Statue of Liberty too. Give us your sick, your dying.
Give us your trash.
Literally, it's like, that's what Emma Lazarus put
the
on
communist
there.
Communist feminist who came late in the game.
Of course, yeah. And had an axe to grind when it comes to changing the demographics of America. It was like, these are a founding value of America. It was like, no, it was not. The founding value of America is when they say in the Nationalization Act. We want white men of good character.
Yeah.
They didn't even put women on there.
I mean, but look at this. I hate cruise ships. That would just be hell for me being on a cruise ship stuck with all these people and bad food.
They're probably all
buffets,
like infested too.
Exactly.
Infested.
There was people that were pretty much. There were people that were like, we didn't even hear about it till we stopped. And then there were other people that were like, I heard about it and I'm really worried about it. Like, what did these people touch when they were there? Have they touched that? You know, the handrails and God knows what else.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I mean, it's contagious. Even though you might not show any symptoms, it can survive on a hard surface for up to 28 days. That's why it's so great when, you know, you have people still working in some of these factories and shipping products over to America and the rest of the world. And they could literally be touching something, infecting a dead surface, and it will be on there alive for about 28 days.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's almost like someone engineered it. You know, couldn't you believe it?
I think Wash your hands, wear cotton gloves, like masons.
Like masons. And Mickey Mouse, right?
Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Mason, right? Yeah. That was the only coronavirus thing we had, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had But speaking of Asians, there was another fun clip we could show
before
we
mention,
get into Trump.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Are you right. That? Okay. No, it doesn't matter. We'll go. Which one was it? Was it this one?
Yeah, I happened to see this real quick.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
What the heck is going on here?
Are those real sound effects?
This is a nightmare. Those creatures look real, though.
Oh, they certainly are. Oh, look at that squid there.
Isn't that animal abuse?
The floor got messy. Yeah, no shit.
Oh, listen to that.
Yeah. Is that little eels, or what is that?
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, she dropped it. Is this Kathy Zhu here?
All right, yeah, so it's replaying. It's like she's there. Gonna. Okay. That's dinner tonight.
No. It actually doesn't. That's more. Yeah, that's dinner tonight.
Oh, jeez.
Is this some kind of like Japanese fear factor or something? Fear factor? Or what do you call it?
I have no idea.
The mudfish is well washed now.
Yeah, she looks more Japanese. Oh. Japanese are a little cuter. You know, I was in Japan, and I remember going through a supermarket or grocery store, and there was all these creatures and things I didn't even know that existed that they would eat. Mm-hmm. But I will say, Japanese people are incredibly healthy.
They're very healthy.
They don't have any cancer.
I mean, it's just a fact. It's like...
But I'm not going to eat that.
Seaweed and, you know, fish and stuff. Of course, now with Fukushima and stuff, who knows, maybe their cancer rates will go up, unfortunately, right? Infesting the oceans and shit.
Calamari,
like that,
octopus, that could be pretty good. You know, fry it, put it in butter and garlic or something. But those eels, I'm not touching any eels.
Yeah,
it's just
I've
like people at sushi
slimy...
places, they eat the raw eel. It's just, I tried that before and I just.
I can get a little gnarly.
Like it. It's gross.
Crayfish and, you know, crab, lobster, that kind of stuff. I'm used to that kind of stuff in Sweden. I miss that stuff, but. I don't know, those eel things, the little worms. I don't like worms overall. So
no, just, I know. You can't see little earthworms. You don't even like the creepy
ones. Disgusting little creepy things. All right. Anyway, I basically just want to say about this, like, this is why we didn't cover it.
Told you so.
Because, of course, Trump would not get impeached, right? There was no chance of that. Anyway, here's just the announcement, I guess, officially. We can listen to that.
All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial
of imprisonment.
Trial of the Articles of Impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
It's very serious.
As a reminder to everyone in the chamber, as well as those in the galleries, demonstrations of approval or disapproval are prohibited.
The Majority Leader is recognized.
Mr. Chief Justice, the Senate is now ready to vote on the Articles of Impeachment.
We knew this was going to happen. We knew it was going to get shot down.
In this article of impeachment, 48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged.
48. And that Romney was one of them.
52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the first article of impeachment.
All right.
Just like
that's
that.
I don't know what else to say.
It's always so dry when they read it. It's like, did he or didn't he? They said it.
That's it.
47 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 53 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty. The Senate adjudges that respondent, Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the second article of impeachment.
All right, that's it. So we told you so. It was a big waste.
Someone sent me this. So that I think it's appropriate. I forget who you were. Well, I wouldn't tell your name anyway.
Re-elect
the shadow government 2020. Yes, that's pretty much what's going to happen. I think
Trump's
going to get in again. Here's another good one, too. I thought this was appropriate. Fake news is a threat to our fake democracy.
Yeah, it's definitely fake democracy. I definitely agree
with
that.
Shadow government's getting in 2020.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. No matter what.
Either way you go.
No matter how you, whatever you do, Americans lose, Israel wins.
Yeah, right? pretty much.
That's pretty much it, right? So obviously this has been a bit huge, you know, circus with all these things here. I don't want to see that fish again. Look closer. Huge circus.
Dinner tonight after this. Come on.
And of course we had Nancy Pelosi shredding up his speech, and everyone was upset and stuff. But I did hear, I mean, it was a lot of people who were supposedly, at least, I mean, the boomers, they were Democrats, they were calling into C-SPAN and radio shows and stuff the day after, very upset about this. And they're like, I've been a lifelong Democrat, and it's just like, that's it. Like, I'm never voting Democrats again and stuff.
Disrespectful. And really, though.
Of course. But it was just an Italian grandma move. The daughter says it. It's fine. It's just, Luigi, we got to cut up at the speech.
He could literally cure cancer, though, and just and do everything that Bernie's doing, and they'll still hate him. That's just the truth.
No, of course. But I didn't even listen to this. But I didn't, Christine Pelosi says, mother shredding State of Union speech was an Italian grandma movie. Let me just see what she says here. It's kind of a longer clip, but let me see if she actually...
Nancy Pelosi and the author of The Nancy Pelosi Way. Christine, thank you for being here.
Can you imagine that? Like a son or a daughter like writing a book about their mom and about like riding on the coattails and how great they are.
Tonight. I think, first of all, I just want to get your reaction when you saw the speaker rip up those pages very intentionally.
The speaker being your mother.
You know, one, two, three in front of the cameras. What was your reaction? Did you know she was going to do that?
Did you know your mom?
She was going to do that. I think Nancy Pelosi is a wonderful person. I know she prays daily, including for the president, including for the country, as we've talked before.
Not rehearsed at all.
Watching that, her reaction to that speech, I thought to myself, that's an Italian grandma move. I saw my grandmother do that years ago.
Shredding the president's speech years ago?
Exactly. disrespecting the president. We do that in Italy.
Isn't it weird
how
she's like, oh, Nancy Pelosi, like, oh, you're talking about your mother. You're talking about it like it's this distant person.
Oh, it's Speaker Pelosi to you.
So Speaker Pelosi.
You know, daughter.
When there was a guest who had been at my grandfather's house, very rude to him, she just simply picked up the person's plate without comment, went into the kitchen. We heard a little crashing sound.
Is her dentures falling off?
Came back,
his plate.
Sat down, didn't say another word. So to me, I thought.
Oh, okay. So it's part of our culture. So just back off, right? Italians are kind of interesting in that way because they can kind of get away with they're European, but they can kind of get away with the. You know, Italian American.
Yeah.
You know, but you won't hear like Norwegian American or you never hear English American or German American or something like that.
Because they've been treated poorly by, the whiter Europeans.
Is that the angle? Yeah, of course. I'm saying that's kind of the angle she's
Italians
taking it.
No Italians allowed.
This would be like a Mexican doing something and it's like, it's just part of our culture, okay? Like, shut up. anyway, Democrats blocked move to rebuke Pelosi for shredding Trump's speech. They were so upset about this, they wanted to rebuke her, whatever that actually would mean. I doubt they would even remove her. They would just essentially draft a document that says, yes, that was wrong of you to do that, and then move on as usual.
Exactly.
The motion was tabled by a vote of 224 to 193 along party lines. So big surprise. Anyway... So that happened. It's a big waste of time, big circus. Meantime, of course, we've had the coronaviruses and things like that, which I don't think are fake and diversion or something like that, right?
Yeah.
All right, we played that with the coronavirus stuff.
Well, speaking of viruses, Sweden, mm-hmm. It's just wonderful, when people say, hey, I think Trump said this before too, remember? They're bringing disease, they're bringing crime, they're bringing poverty. It's true.
In Sweden, 77% of new HIV infections come from migrants, compared to just under 5% in Romania. Jeez. Learn about this disparity and more in Political's Telescope series on the new AIDS epidemic.
Now we know Africa has a huge problem with AIDS for some reason.
Yeah, so
and I know you've done shows in the past before, right? It's about your immune system and whatnot. There's different takes on what AIDS really is and all that. But for some reason, it really plagues Africans.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing it into Sweden.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It's the same thing.
And encouraging, Swedes to have sex with these people.
No. And it's the same thing as usual. If you highlight this, if you say something about, they've already started we know that HIV positive movement, literally like it's great to have HIV.
Yeah, don't discriminate.
Don't discriminate.
You can have sex with them too.
Oh, you cannot refuse. Ugh. If someone comes, hey, I have AIDS. You want to screw? And then it's like, you have to say yes, because otherwise, you know. But again, it's more of this kind of like coronavirus, the racism accusations around that. It's like basic preservation of like not contracting diseases. They're not trying to bypass your instincts by calling you a racist if you point it out. And same thing here,
it's
really.
It's a movement of death. Let's just call it what it is.
Migrants, it's like, oh, okay, well, if they're 77% of new HIV infections come from migrants, maybe it's not a good idea to hang around, shall we put it that way. So that's going to be a problem now. We'll see how they tackle this one.
And then you also think in terms of rape. That's what I think about too. Mm-hmm. Like, what if one of these people does like some kind of anger rape, right? They know they have this disease and they want to spread it to as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stuff does happen.
Wasn't it? yeah, I know that some people have been charged, of course, for those things. In other cases, they have not. There's been cases where they intentionally go and try to sleep with as many people as possible, and they know they're infected. They're just trying to create havoc, essentially. All right. Anyway, let's move on.
Amber Heard, now, small world. Before she became bigger, I had a friend who was friends with her. I was in touch with her. We would talk on Facebook. She was going to come actually on Radio 314. Get that.
I always said, video. You know what? This is not going to happen.
Yeah,
like,
it's
this
funny.
I did say that. Like,
she was going to come on 314. We were chatting quite a bit and stuff. And when I was in touch with her, she was a libertarian, Ayn Rand lover from Texas. Her family was good Republicans. We had conversations about basically like libertarianism and anarchism and stuff like that. It was when I was in that phase and stuff. And then she was filming something in Sweden and like, hey, let's meet up for lunch. I ended up not being in Sweden at the time, so I didn't meet up with her. But anyway, she, as you all know, this actress, not a very good actress, by the way. She's beautiful, but she's a bad actress. She married Johnny Depp and then she accused him of beating her. Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, it's the other way around. She was pounding on him and beating him. Mm-hmm. And as you see here, yeah, new audio that I guess he was recording. There, all these people record each other during their fights, yeah, too, because they know that they might be getting divorced or something. Nobody will believe a white male. So that's probably, she'll probably just, they'll just disregard that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are they just going to say, nope, you know, she is the victim, eternal victim, or is Johnny going to be the victim? Or is she going to have her career be killed now? I hope so, because she lied. Apparently, some other people that were in a relationship with her also said that she's quite volatile. She hits people and is violent and all this stuff. So.
Okay, here's a different picture. here's how it really looks. Including the other guy, the drug dealer there on the right.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Depp, I mean, of course, he's a drug addict. He drinks. I mean, that's no surprise. But,
yeah.
I mean, they're probably both volatile people, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They abuse each other. That's the point. But she's trying to claim that, you know, she can do no wrong. Basically, it was just him. And turns out she was beating him and throwing things at him and hurting him too, right? And the playing the bi card isn't going to get her out of this one. Because remember, she's trying to get more movie roles, basically, by saying, I'm bisexual now. And she was in a relationship with a woman. Because that helps your career in Hollywood now. You know?
Yeah, of course.
Because I love
Here's
you.
The audio.
And I do not want to leave you. I do not want a divorce. I do not want you out of my life. I just want peace. If things get physical, we have to separate.
No.
We have to be apart from one another, whether it's for an hour or 10 hours or a day. We must. There can be no physical violence towards each other.
I agree about the physical violence, but separating for a day or night and taking a night off from our marriage.
No. All I'm saying is, we need to take whatever time we need, you need, or I need, to kind of...
He's totally not on drugs, this guy.
He's blasted. God, he's aged horribly.
So that we don't kill each other, or worse, you know.
God, they're all so screwed up, these people in Hollywood.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know if I'm... whatever. She basically says, like, you know, yeah, I'll hit you, and, like, no one would believe a white male. It goes on from there. But so yeah, I mean, they know this stuff, right? With the issues of like, believe all women. There was a success.
They can do no wrong.
Can never do any wrong. I'm a woman, and furthermore, you're a white guy, so no one will believe you. How about that? All right.
God, this woman is just awful. And I'm really tired of these. What is this trend with these vagina-scented products? Mm-hmm.
It's the cult of the vagina.
I don't know. And like I say, hey, I'm sure it will also be gross. Now, Erica Badu, I can't believe I know this, but I mean, she's vehemently anti-white, by the way. She hates white people. Anyway, she'll try and sell this to white people.
Wasn't Badu a character in Seinfeld? Very, very bad man. Do you remember the Indian guy? Wasn't his name Badu? Okay.
I don't remember.
Whatever. Chat, prove me wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know, this trend with vagina-scented products. And, you know, she probably thinks she just smells like roses and peaches and gumdrops. And I think the truth is probably quite the opposite. I saw people in the comments are like, well, just open up a can of sardines.
Badu. No, Badu. All right. So the previous one was, of course.
But it was a white girl who started this trend, by the way. So she's appropriating this, you know.
What was it? What's her name again?
The Goop lady.
Goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's right. That's right.
Who's also attacked for being, you know, the holistic movement is too white, right? So she gets attacked for her white privilege.
Yeah, it was the crazy lady that attacked you in many pieces at Huff Poop, who lost her position, sadly, with the opinion section there on Huff Poop. She wrote a very extensive article about the privilege of the settler colonialist white lady, and she brought up Gwyneth Paltrow as one of the prime examples on this, and the proof of this, was that she was walking barefoot. She liked to ground herself, which of course is, you know, it sounds very New Agey and
humans
stuff.
But it's, do this.
It's actually true. Like, if you actually never actually touch like soil or the grass or the ground, or always walk in you know, shoes that are like rubber insulated or whatever, you actually don't get grounded, right? So this white woman, just because she takes off her feet, somehow she was appropriating native culture because she was like walking barefoot. This is how insane these people are.
Yep, they're literally insane.
Okay, great. Another vagina scented product. Can't wait. Very, very good. Very good.
Is some guy going to come out with some like ding dong scented candle?
I think they would go down real well. That could be something for sure. Yeah.
Oh man.
We could just call it Mud Dick. Oh man.
Yeah. So you know, the attack on white women continues. It's just amazing. In Australia, we could just play the clip. This mum has been slammed after revealing online that she doesn't go to bed until the house is clean and wakes up at 4:30 to make her husband breakfast and coffee. What do you think about this? Mm. And she also has four kids, right? And they're just like disgusted by this cute white girl who just chooses to make coffee and lunches for her children and her husband. How dare
Back
she?
To the 50s, it says.
Exactly. And it's just like making coffee and food is just exclusive to the 1950s. Like, yeah. Anyway, let's play this clip.
Yep.
I want to take you back to the 1950s, or at least that's what I thought when I read this Brisbane mum's Facebook post. Brooke Smith shared her routine online. Here's what she said. I always make sure I don't go to bed until everyone's lunches are packed, their clothes are set out for the next day, including my husband's, and the house is clean, dishwasher is on, and a load of washing is on. I always get up early, 4:30, with my husband to make his breakfast and coffee.
This guy's all.
And then they zoom. Here's the guilty one. Yeah. Look at that. They zoom in on that.
Oh my God. It's totally publicly shaming.
Yep.
Did you hear the guy? I guess he's gay too, the guy in the background. So, of course, he's like, I don't know.
Do we actually get to see him in this clip?
Yeah, I think we do get to see him. But, like immediately, it still continues here. But immediately, they're disgusted. Well, they're disgusted by this image right here, too, of course.
Yep.
But disgusted that she gets up to make. It's only correct if he makes her breakfast, serves it in bed with a rose, and then goes off to his coal mining job, and then comes home and cooks dinner and massages her feet and bathes the kids, and she can just sit around and watch Desperate Housewives or something. You know?
Whatever. I mean, I tell you what, though, Chrissy, I mean, a lot of people online are saying, well done, are praising her.
Yeah.
Who are these people? Oh. Has he hypnotized her or something? Making his breakfast and then putting his clothes out of a night? Is he disabled or something? Like, seriously. Like, get a grip. Get off your bum and do stuff yourself.
He goes to work. And furthermore, the clothes, he's probably working.
Yeah, these people
like,
are sickening.
They don't know. Well, she's laying the clothes out for the kids and stuff, but he might have a uniform that he wears and she's just making sure that it's clean and he puts it on and he goes to her. But furthermore, what business is it of yours if she wants to do this? I thought feminism was all about choice, you know? No, it's the wrong choice.
That's what made Facebook so great. You can literally have news stations like making national news stories out of someone's daily routine and making fun of them,
yeah,
right? That's what
amazing.
This is essentially.
But are they going to do this about money? Muslims or Mexicans or African. No, it's only white women who have several children who want to take care of their family and their husband.
These news stations barely cover when like some woman has been stoned to death because she was raped and that brought shame to the family or something like that, right? They just, it's fine. It's just a different culture, right? But then it's like it's a white woman. She has obviously a lot of kids. You know, she wants to be a housewife or, does what she does, taking care of her family. They need to publicly like single her out and shame her so as a way to educate the rest of the public. Like,
she's
if you
pretty,
do this stuff,
white.
At least if you're open about it, if you're public about this, that this is what you do, we will make fun of you and you will be a laughing stock of the country.
Well, continue the clip too, because yeah. I think one of these women, she has kids. It's like, who do you think is taking, she would wake up at 4:30 to get her makeup done to come do this stupid show and drop her kid off so that other women take
fine,
care
though.
Of it all day. That's okay.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's like we talked about earlier. It's like, She making a cup of coffee for her husband is bad, but she can crawl to an office and working for some dude she doesn't even know is a multinational corporation.
Yeah.
And of course there it wouldn't be good enough to make the coffee because there she needs to be exactly running the company. Otherwise her brilliance is wasted.
Continue. She might actually like her husband and she might actually like to get up at 4:30 and spend time.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a pretty novel idea right there.
Oh my God. We have to beat that out of her.
Mind of officially blown.
I like my husband, but make your own bloody breakfast.
Wait a minute.
So she makes her own. That's what I'm saying.
Henry, I'm going to get up and I'm just going to make myself breakfast and my own
these
coffee.
Relationships?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to make my own, Henrik, and you
no,
kids. Like,
this is not equal.
Just
right?
cook for yourself. Yeah. I'm just going to be selfish and just make my own omelet here.
Everything needs to be equal. Or again, at this point, it's almost the woman needs to be, she needs to be served and getting things from the man. Although, as you said, he does all the work, right?
No. But the amazing thing, apparently this couple run an MMA fighting gym
and mixed martial arts,
and they also breed bulldogs, so they can do whatever they want. I'm like, I'm not arguing. Yeah. Hey, you know what? If it makes her happy, but I mean, nothing.
But I'm going to shame her anyway.
There, yeah. You know.
And if it makes you happy, but I'm going to put you down publicly in front of millions of people because of what you're doing that makes you happy. Okay, now let's do Muslims. And
yeah,
Hasidic Jews and some Mexicans and all these other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Their cultures,
you would never see that.
Women stay home.
Yeah, you would never see that. They can be super conservative. They can be literally like, get back in line and they'll never cover it. Now it's like a news story because there's someone. But this is the idea too. It's like, we've progressed from this now. So doing something, whatever it is, that mimics something that was 2, 3, 4, 5 decades ago, that's wrong. That's a losing. We're losing these people now. You know what I mean?
Rachel Bach had a good tweet. I'll pull up here. I got to get her on the show too. Imagine a woman doesn't go to bed until client emails are sent and work is updated. She wakes at 4:30 to check in with her boss, start work for the day. She's rewarded with promotions and high status in the company. What would society think about this? Right. Now they would love it. And Rachel Bach is someone who what is she again? A chemist or what is she? Biologist. That's right. And one of her tweets was that she regrets working in labs at 2 a.m. when all her friends were having Christmas dinner with all their children. And then she missed the boat. So now she's out here talking about, like, don't make the mistake that I did.
No, it's understandable. But
the comments are clearly supporting this woman. I mean, obviously, it's like they're acting like being a housewife is something new, like this mind-controlled cult. You know what women did before they had these luxuries? They were out toiling in the fields and working and doing what needed to be done to take care of their family.
Liz, we're off on this weird little tangent right now because of material success, right? We have the luxury to bicker among the sexes and create these little pockets of interest groups that they rally around some little identity, point of identity, whatever the hell it is, so like a furries or, whatever it is. Like, if you go back just 40, 50, 60 years ago, like, your whole family like had literally to pull together to survive.
Right?
That was the norm,
do.
And it has been the norm for thousands, tens of thousands of years of human civilization. This shit that we're on now, sitting and like fighting, if you're like helping someone out at the home, whatever it might be,
never would have happened. Like, unthinkable.
This is an anomaly. This is something we're the freaks. This is the weird timeline. This is the fucked up shit. Yeah. Excuse me, but that we're in right now.
It's supposed
and
to be
and someday it's going to return to back to normality again. And these people they're not going to know what to do with themselves.
But these women, they could put down this high and mighty feminist on the left. She's probably, I don't know, she has a husband, probably no kids. But if she does, I don't know. They have no trouble hiring a woman to clean their house, take care of their kids, do all these other things that they don't want to do. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
You know, dropping the kids off at daycare all day or whatever so she can do this stupid show.
Yeah.
I saw another tweet I thought was appropriate for this. Did we play the whole thing, though?
A little bit more. Yeah, just a few more seconds. Let's play the rest here.
Children under the age of 6. But did you see her? If it makes her, they can do whatever they want. I'm like, you're not arguing. Yeah. Hey, you know what? If it makes her happy, but I mean, nothing in that list of things there, you know. And she's got 4 children under the age of 6.
Nothing there.
But did you
make
see her photos
happy.
Too? She still had time to like make her hair look beautiful and put her makeup on.
Women attacking women.
She looks gorgeous. Yeah.
Women attacking women. Well, it's true. Just, like, wait a minute. What is this? What's wrong with this woman here? Look at this.
Look at her. Awful.
But did you see her photos, too? She still had time to, like, make her hair look beautiful.
I'm jealous.
Women attacking women.
She looks gorgeous. Yeah. I think so.
Wait a minute. She's saying, okay, there's got to be a reflection of her. Look at her. She's spending so much time in front of the mirror to fix her damn outfit. She could, like, I could never have kids. It would be impossible. I couldn't comb my hair.
This is the girl who has, like, a team of people doing her face and hair before this dumb show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the kids go to school. She has time to, like, take a shower. Obviously, she doesn't have kids.
You're starting to get a little arm waddle there. See that under the dress?
Yep. You got to start doing those, you know? Well, you know, if she had a baby to lift, that would take care of that problem, actually. So.
Pew! There we go. That's it.
There's
that's
no
it.
Baby, and there the proof go. Is in the arms right there.
Time to, like, make a hair.
Yeah, that's a proof that she does make
it. Put a makeup on. Women attacking
women.
She looks gorgeous.
Women.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah, you're making the rest of us look bad.
Oh, jeez. All right, okay.
And there's one other tweet I saw that was going around by this Juliana Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pull it up because I think it's appropriate. Okay. All I ever wanted was to get married and have babies. Why am I stuck in an office job with massive student debt and have to work until I'm 65?
Yeah.
Who made up these rules? Yep. Well, we have some information for you, lady.
Yep.
We know who made up these rules. Yeah, so women are starting more and more to figure it out and realizing that they're miserable. You know, it's coming back to, though, the... Actually, no, let's pull up before I talk about
the
white baby's
here.
Bad, yeah. The one in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at this woman is just disgusting. This is where it's going. If overpopulation is the reason for climate change, then why is the Irish state planning to increase the population of this country artificially by at least 1 million? How dare they? How dare those Irish people want to, you know, increase their population and have more Irish babies?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't. Do they do this in Africa ever? The Middle East?
But again,
Mexico or
you could spin this then to say, well, this is why you're not supposed to have open borders and bring in all these people.
Well, we do, and then they just ignore that or put that down.
But you could, because it doesn't say anything here about which people she is in reference to. Then,
well,
right?
She just assumes because Ireland is Irish, but as we know, it's being hammered by mass immigration right now.
Want to help fight climate change? Start with reproductive rights. Yeah, get abortions, get them all out that way. That's so. Yeah, we've seen these headlines before, of course, and it's like every time it's about have less kids or whatever. It's white people in these stock photographs and stuff, and then if it's about, you know, we need to bring in more people. You know, it's like it's not other white people. It's Africans and Middle Easterners that they put in there, and that's what we have to get used to now, becoming minorities in our own countries. And they're trying to normalize this, right?
Now it's just like UK when they talk about increasing their birth rate. Now you have so many foreigners there, so it's like, oh, great, you're going to increase their birth rate when you're trying to increase your people's birth rate. Well, they're not even trying to increase their own people's birth rate. They don't think that way.
No.
Because I had seen, by the way, in reference to this, Gemma O'Doherty, she's been doing, I think she's campaigning right now, but she's talking about how there's migrant ghettos there now and how there is black crime.
You got to get her
skyrocketing.
Yeah,
I've been trying to reach her. Right? We've been playing tag a little bit about that. So, but there's areas that are completely African now. like high yeah. percentage of Africans.
They've done this so fast.
And the crime is just high. And Irish people are already poor. They've already suffered enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And remember a lot of the big companies that came to Ireland, was this tax break that they did a while back, and some of these major companies, IBM, I think even Apple has a presence there, Google has a presence there, Microsoft, I believe, as well, a lot of tech companies and stuff. Who do you think have been lobbying for this kind of stuff, too, on the yeah. back end of opening the borders of Ireland? They say, oh, my God, this is way too white. This is the corporate forces. This is the capitalist system. These are conservatives, right? Conservative values. It's just to replace the population. And the left is right there with them, cheering it on and say, yeah, that's great. This is awesome. They've all lined up together on this one. There's no dissenting views allowed about this. Did you actually play that? Should we play the video here?
Yeah, sure. I don't know how long it is, but...
Okay.
The town of Adamstown, County Dublin, was built in 2003. What is noticeably different about Adamstown compared to other communities in Ireland is that approximately 70% of the people living here are born to non-Irish parents, mostly Indian, Pakistani, African, and Eastern European.
But I think what I love the most about it is that it is very diverse.
Looks like me.
You know,
that's
so again,
what I like.
So you see yeah. some areas that have, you know, new communities there, but it's just maybe one community that is there. But, you know, just if you look around the table now, you know, you can see, you know, some form of diversity there.
So this is what you think about when you think about Ireland, you know? Hey, where's the potatoes?
This is genocidal, you know? And these people just, they don't even think. They don't even have a heart. They're so selfish. They don't even think about the native people there and how they feel about any of this.
Do you remember that Finland interlude that I play? I just let me just squeeze that in real quick because this is the mentality of it, right? I've played that many times at the end and in and out of shows and stuff. But look at this one here.
They don't have a lot of diversity here. It's just Finns and Finns and Finns. And everywhere you look, they are just Finns.
You're in Finland, lady.
It's a bit difficult to blend in here. But I think that's something that is solvable in the near future because more and more immigrants are coming here and it's... good for the society.
Yeah,
anyway, the hate.
It's good for the society to replace
the
these people. Yeah, and let's continue playing this here.
Kingfin, like the block where I live, there are 10, you know, 10 houses on my block, and every door is somebody from a different nationality.
But that for me is these people think that this is wonderful. They think this is like the, you know. Social cohesion, just let's break that up. It's going to be wonderful. Just wait until the conditions are a little yeah. little worse. We'll see what happens at that point.
Mind you, they don't think it's wonderful in their home countries. Their home countries don't have this.
No.
They think it's wonderful in white countries.
But then, of course, they want to transform. The majority of people that come in want to make it look like their home country, which was what they fled from, of course, in many cases. We have another clip about that later. That Michigan dad, by the way, I did add that in. It's a perfect example of this. But
and the thing here, as she's talking, she makes it sound like they all hang out and it's a kumbaya fest. No, Africans hang with Africans. The Muslims are with the Muslims and so on. it's only the white people trying to blend.
You might get it in the beginning, almost like you were going to like summer camp or something, right? It's like, oh, whoa, this is new and maybe 3 months or 6 months, maybe, but like 20 years of that,
then
you know,
like,
and then their kids and then their kids
door.
And stuff. But like, you know, again, Putnam has done all the studies. The trust goes out the window. People tend to stay more inside. They buy more products. They watch more TV. They become isolated and atomized. Yeah. They don't cling together with the community. It's only if there's like some major like terrorist attack or something that they can like bond together for a little bit. And that's why it's good to have those now and then in our societies, because it bonds people artificially together.
It's amazing. I think in Adamstown, you're not trying to fit in. You belong.
And I'm not encouraging. I'm not saying like terrorism is good.
Of course not.
That would be misquoted. I'm just saying.
Of course, ADO would be all over that misquoting.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying.
Liars.
That the system can use that to artificially like create a sense of togetherness and unification.
For them,
exactly.
It's home. It's okay. You're not knocking on people's door and trying to let me in. It's yours. You're happy there. I think that's what I like about it.
Wait. Let me listen to that again. Wait a minute. Let me see here.
You're not knocking on people's door and trying somebody from a different nationality. That for me is amazing. I think in Adamstown, you're not trying to fit in. You belong. It's home. It's okay. You're not knocking on people's door and trying to let me in.
Oh, like
it's
Ireland?
Yours. You're happy there.
I don't understand.
Like, is she trying to say that if it's all homogenous, then I just feel so uncomfortable? Like, can you let me in? Because they're so awful.
Oh, like, yeah, okay, people. Let me into
whereas
your
when
society,
it's all blended, we know another tribe that talks like this. When it's all blended, they can just kind of be there and be unnoticed, right?
Yeah.
Have to try to absorb any Irish culture, and they don't.
Right.
By the way.
But, of course, when the Irish kid is the minority on the street, then why should we care about him?
Yeah.
As long as I feel comfortable, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
And it's not that like the Irish people went to this person's country and like started to rearrange the demographics.
Nope.
It's she who's coming to Ireland, and she's the one who therefore should be the one that has that's thinking a little bit extra of the people around her.
Yeah, even if they try and use the colonialism argument or slavery. Guess what? Irish people had nothing to do with any of this. They were enslaved.
The major group in America, of course.
Yes.
I'm looking at that one picture. I can't find it now. I'm just looking for that one meme, that the only white kid that's left in the class.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, but at least we're not being called a racist,
at least
right?
They have a constitution,
one little blonde
right?
kid left in the
yeah,
class.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I had it here somewhere. Jesus. All right. Anyway, let's listen to the rest of this here.
I think that's what I like about Adam Stan. It's home.
Yeah, but my general feeling about Ireland, number one thing is I want to grow my family here. It's a very peaceful place to bring up young children. That's my basic reason why I still want to live in Ireland.
Yeah, and I saw a couple of Telegram posts too, by the way. There's a lot of African gangs now in many areas of Ireland.
It's getting real there, for sure.
There are some Telegram groups that are exposing this. And there was some other documentary the other day. There was another small town. There was some reporter that was there. And we don't have time to play it all now. But it's like Ireland is in a really bad situation.
It's
like,
awful.
It's transforming incredibly fast.
It's heartbreaking. I love the Irish. I always have. And
yeah.
It really angers me.
Yeah, they've been through a lot historically, and again, for just to be hit by one thing after another like this is just unbelievable. I can't find that damn picture. I'm looking for it. But anyway, we'll get a good report from there, both with Gemma, but also with Keith Woods, right?
They're both, that's right. He's going to come on as well.
Two guests are talking about that.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, meanwhile, so they're shaming... Shaming housewives, but then this guy, I don't know who he is.
Good Morning Britain, I think, or something like that.
I've
played clips with him, actually, a few times. Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like him. They had problems with him. And then he's like,
really?
I'm gay. Now everyone loves him.
Of course he's gay.
Now we all have to love him.
No, I'm serious. Don't you remember this? We played him at least twice in Weekend Warrior. And I think you've even said, is this guy gay? Yeah, I'm serious.
I do have a good gaydar, Jeez. Yep. Well, you know, his wife, right. I guess, couldn't figure that out. But I love it, too. Like, this tweet points out, too.
Wife of 27 years?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. He was married to a woman for 27 years.
Beard.
Like, if you know that you are gay, what are you doing to this poor woman? And, of course, everyone's celebrating him and how wonderful it is. And now we like him because he's gay. And then basically nothing about the wife. What about her feelings? Mm-hmm. For 27 years, she was with this guy who was lying about their whole marriage and probably having like secret gay sex, you know, here and there, like on the way home from work or whatever. And it's like this poor woman, I couldn't even imagine. And it turns out it's a thing. It's been happening more and more, right? These women that are having to suffer because now mm-hmm. it's acceptable for these guys to come out and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. If there's any threats to lose your job, just say, you know, as a white male, just say you're identifying as a woman or something, and then it's like, oh, now it's a diversity hire.
Yeah, now they love
me. You can say whatever the hell you want to say. All right. Vice. The climate movement is overwhelmingly white, so I walked away. Why I quit being a climate activist.
This is hilarious. I think it's good that they're turning on each other. I mean, we know the movement isn't about the environment, right? Anyway, but it's telling because this is basically admitting that it's white people who care about what they think is an environmental movement, right?
Yep, it is. It's true after all.
We could say that water, drinking lots of water is good for you. And if lots of white people say that, then be like, oh my God, we have to stop drinking water immediately. It's too white.
Yeah, whatever they do, whatever those white, those bad white people do, that's what we have to stop doing. But is this not just an indictment of, they always try to take the angle that, well, it's because white people are holding brown people out, right? That's the angle. So they're finding some way of spinning it against white people when it should be oh, actually, those who really care about the planet, guess what? They're mostly white people. And why is it then that all these non-white people aren't as interested in this?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing as parks. Remember, the parks are too white. There's too many white people out taking walks in these parks. Like,
and
what the
hiking,
hell is wrong?
It's disgustingly white. In these...
What if we start paying immigrants
busing
in this country
in for
free. To take walks in the parks?
It's just, it's absurd. I mean, how far is this going to go? I just think that this is hilarious, though, because any division in this kind of scene is mm-hmm. good, because we know that this movement is just disgusting and what it's really about.
But you'll have like conservatives, right-wing GOPers, MAGA people pick up on this and say, see, this is the proof. There it is. It's white. It's this, the green swastika. It's
Nazi movement.
The Nazi movement to start as a climate thing. Is
Hitler was a vegan.
Greta Thunberg. She's a little, autistic Scandinavian girl. It's clearly like the Aryan ideal right there.
The braids, you know? Right there. Guilt. Yep.
So that's how it goes. Furthermore, I did see, by the way, that Antarctica was trending. So now they're trying to tell us that
it's all melting.
Antarctica hits hottest temperature on record, which I, as usual, I doubt. Right? Yeah. There's places where the ice sheet is breaking up, sure, but there's many other glaciers around that are actually growing and that have been growing for a decade.
Remember that happens though throughout time. It's just you know, up and down in temperature.
Remember there was article somewhere in Colorado, I think it was. They had a sign.
Montana Glacier Park. Yeah. I've been there many times.
This will be melted away by 2020. They had sign for like over a decade, and now they had to remove those because it didn't happen. It was not
2020
true.
2020 came, and then they're like, oops, we meant 2040.
and again, while you have warmer temperatures in one region, you might have colder in another. These things, I mean, it wobbles. It's up and down and back and forth
and
ebbs and flows. And yeah. Again, what was the medieval warming period then? There was no SUVs around. There was no human industry. There was nothing, right? There's like, what is that? What is that about? Why is there a mini ice age all of a sudden? Like in the, what was it? So 1600 something, it became colder again. Many of these ups and downs in climate is of course, what has driven migrations and consequently wars as well. If you look back historically, like one of the reasons why like the Kimbri left was like a big upheaval with the basically Doggerland, this old ancient landmass between England and Denmark or Scandinavia, or between the English continent, the European continent. That became flooded. People just migrated out, or temperatures went up or down, and people just fled the area. They couldn't grow food anymore and stuff. Migration has always been conflict, and a lot of that too has been driven by climate, actually. So, you know.
Makes sense.
Migration is conflict. That's how it goes.
Okay, let's first read the tweet, and then I'll pull up the article.
All right.
So, Barnes & Noble, Fifth Avenue, to launch sales of classic novels with new covers promoting diversity. And all they're doing is taking the European classics, Romeo and Juliet, for instance, Moby Dick, The Secret Garden, I read when I was a little girl, and just putting non-white people on the cover and just literally replacing
stunning and brave.
White people. Exactly. And then update. Barnes & Noble cancels launch of classic novels with new covers following online backlash. Okay, and it backfired, but not because they're replacing European characters and all their classics, appropriating another people's culture. No. Because it's still promoting the white narrative, anti-white, say. They're saying it's insulting to people of color, right? Not Europeans. Forget what the Europeans feel about this. Forget that they're classics. They're just being replaced in all of them and having these non-whites supplanted in every aspect of their culture, and mythology and stories, right? That doesn't matter. It's just amazing. And they even say in this piece, or was it in tweets and also in this piece, diversity is about basically giving people of color equal opportunity to be published in a predominantly white marketplace. That's what diversity means. So then it's just amazing to me, because why don't they have their own marketplace, they're asking, right? Why doesn't people
have their own
marketplace?
Oh, it's because white people are holding them out. White people have taken control of it, and because of their racism, they're preventing certain people from getting access to this thriving industry, right?
But of course, they do have their own marketplace. It's called Asia and Africa, the entire planet that is predominantly people of color, right? There's like 1 billion people in India, 1.4 in China. Like, you have your own marketplace. Places like we are a minority in the world. Like, we write stories for our people, and then they just come in and just, oh, we need more diversity in this little white corner here of the globe, so we'll just replace you and all your book covers and just put non-whites on everything. It's just incredibly hateful.
But then, you know, you have a white woman wears braids and it's all hell breaks loose, right? Because it's cultural appropriation. But this is not. This is just, but so whatever we do, it's just never going to be good enough, right? You can replace everybody. Every white character has been replaced, but that's now exploiting or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let me just read here. What is it? Jesus, slapping cartoon people of color on books by white folks when the words within those books don't promote anything but the white narrative isn't diversity.
The white narrative.
Yeah, do better. Is this April Fool's joke? I'm reading some tweets here.
Yeah,
slapping brown faces onto white stories is insulting to them. They think it's insulting to them, not to us. Screw what these European people think, right? If Barnes & Noble wants to promote diversity, why not just promote classics written by diverse authors? They exist. Really, I'm starting to not think so because you keep stealing all our classics.
Yeah.
Putting like their faces on literally everything that's European now. It's just annoying. I'm tired of it.
Amazing.
Anyway, yeah, so here's I'm glad it got canceled. End of the
here's the future right here. But this is diversity, though. This is that's what we strive for. This is better. It's much better than what it was before, right? This is more. It's more interesting. It's much more spicy. It's much more unified. It's much more. This classroom is much stronger now than it was before. So never mind that. All right. Meanwhile. The ADL is launching an online tracker, like they didn't have one already, to monitor anti-Semitism in the United States. This is, of course, very necessary. And I'm very glad here that Jonathan Greenblatt has taken this initiative because, well, let's face it, this is an incredibly important cause here. The new tool will help public and law enforcement. Oh, good. So now you can arrest people for anti-Semitism, right? The Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, recently released a survey showing an increase in anti-Semitic violence, hate crimes, and negative stereotypes about Jews in the United States. Following the report, the ADL decided to launch an online tracker to provide a compiled and updated list of anti-Semitic incidents in the country. The tracker allows users to have access to the most recent information available on acts of hate against Jews, including vandalism, harassment, and assault. Users will also be able to filter incidents by geographic location and search with keywords. Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you're using the technology to your best here. But it's funny because, you know, when we've done shows and, for example, talk about like, you know, like say gang rape or something and the fact that the perpetrators are over 95% non-European, and the victims are like 100% European women, right? Then that's a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's an attack pointing out how your group is literally being attacked. People of your group are being targeted. They're being singled out, and these kinds of things. But they can go on and they can have access to like people in politics. They can they get grants. They get money from government, ADL, and these other groups and organizations. They have enough power and leverage to target groups and people that they don't like. And everything it takes, by the way, from their point, is charges, so accusations. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is accuse and create a profile on somebody or some group or someone they don't like, whatever it is, someone who's negative about Israel or doesn't like Zionism or whatever the hell it happens to be. That whatever they don't like, they can classify as a hate group or a hate crime. And you'll have people, you'll have politicians, companies, financial institutions, banks, and all these things
listening
to this organization. Yeah. And without any counter evidence or even asking the person that has been accused, there's no way to face these accusers. Mm-hmm. What information did they provide when they created these, when they came with these charges? Well, is it true? Was it? It doesn't matter anymore.
Nope.
This unelected group of ethnocentric, operatives, whatever you want to call it. They're doing everything that it's good for Jewish people, right? Mm-hmm. It's an ethnocentric based organization. Yeah. Whatever is good for them, that's what they push. And whoever is critical or something that they see as to their detriment as a group, they can you know, circle, highlight, and then get someone else to act on that, essentially, to damage that group or those
apparently
people.
They think it's not good for their group when people like us are defending white people and defending against harmful stereotypes, right, and saying hateful things. They take that as a personal attack on their Jewishness. I find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so this is nothing new. This is what they're doing forever, but it's just a massive overstep by these groups. Again, I just want to emphasize that these are unelected people. They've started an interest group, an organization, whether it's, I don't know, it's probably for profit. I don't know if any of these groups are nonprofits or whatever. And even if they claim they are, they still make money on it on the back end.
Yeah.
Lots of money in hate, peddling hate and saying there's Nazis everywhere and hate, anti-Semitism is everywhere, kind of thing like that. But they have incredible sway and power and influence over people's lives, over groups, over people who have no way of defending themselves. I mean, it's amazing.
Yep, this guy's got us on lists. He's mentioned me in a tweet. Yep.
There's nowhere where you can dismiss these accusations. It's not that they've been proven in a court of law. Even if they were, they're not that the court would be fair or anything like that, but as we've seen clearly. But the point is, it doesn't even have to be like established in reality. All it takes is accusations and allegedly and rumors, or well, the person said this and that, and then it's like, oh, you're basing this off of articles that are literally written by Antifa activists who are like embedded within like Huff Poop and Daily Beast and all this shit.
I guess it doesn't matter, though, because it tells you how their own people are in strategic positions and run the show. So they don't even need to prove, because they're on the same page. And they just contact someone at Wells Fargo or wherever and be like, hey, get these people off. You know, that's all it takes. It doesn't take any evidence or proof. Or I'd love to see how that process actually works on the back end. You know, it's just making a phone call.
We know that it's threats. We saw what they did to the tourist board in Iceland when they're threatening. They were just making a decision like circumcision is bad. It's mutilation of small boys who obviously can't consent to the practice. Yeah. We're going to ban it. Immediately, ADL started kvetching, and they were saying, writing letters to the tourist board of Iceland saying, we have all these connections with all these media companies. We see here that tourism from America is one of your biggest incomes right now. Well, guess what? We can demonize you and destroy your reputation. This is mob tactics, mafia tactics, right? And it's the same thing, obviously, that they're doing to other people and groups as well that they approach. And they say, we have all this power and they sway and influence. We can get on national media and we can destroy your reputation as a company. Exactly. Right?
And they presented a list to YouTube. Mm-hmm. It was a shorter list considering how many creators are on there. And we were on that list.
Mm-hmm. And now we're gone, right? So they hold power. And ironically, of course, you always make this hypothetical that they would target someone who'd say, you know, there's Jewish interest groups that hold a lot of power in America or something like that, right? And then, of course, that's wrong. So you got to have groups like this fighting that horrible misrepresentation and rumor and anti-Semitic lies by essentially contacting all the right organizations and forces to use your power and sway to make sure that they destroy the reputation of the person said that.
We don't hold
any power, but we can utilize all this power to destroy our enemies.
That's exactly what's happening. All right. And they know it.
Anyway, this video was going around.
Yeah, what the hell?
Very interesting. The Marco Gutierrez show originally uploaded this. It's I called it the political spectrum in 2020. These are our options right now. But check it out, and we can discuss afterwards.
What is going on here?
We'll sort it out. Hang on.
Screeching
just watch it.
Banshee. Oh, is this the pro-Trump drag queen?
There's Lady Maga.
Lady Maga, okay. Nice.
Go away! I'm not going away. I'm never going away.
And that's a woman screaming in the black.
I think so, yeah.
That's the real woman in the picture.
Hey, okay. Why do you have to categorize and put people in boxes?
Nature already did.
Apparently not.
A wig doesn't count.
Oh, I'm talking about the bald-headed
one. Oh, yeah, well.
Underneath. Mental problems going on.
No.
I mean,
totally normal, not insane.
Yeah. I mean, you need to be locked up. That's what I see here.
It's an animal. Well, that was that.
Wow.
Did you guys enjoy that?
Oh my God.
So you have the
not healthy
lady MAGA on one end. It's the, you know, it's the representation of the conservative forces, right? Yeah. And then you have the
Charlie Kirk
Antifa psychos on the other end. That's your options. Which way forward? I take a third position. How about that?
I go forward. These are side diversions. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. But it's funny though. She clearly has, like, you can see this, like, she has mental issues and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of them do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it comes out really quick.
She's like, obviously, like, drooling and like frantic.
And what are they even fighting about? They're calling the guy in drag a fascist. Like, that's what it's come down to.
It's like
Mussolini's time. There were no drag fascists. Okay. I don't know. Maybe in secret in some dark corner or something.
I'm sure the pink swastika. It turns out.
Certainly not in public.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I don't know. What do you even do? Like, can you just walk away?
Exit.
All right.
Oh, what a mess.
Okay. So the things that have been happening here over the last week with the Iowa caucus and stuff. I still don't even know what are the results. Did Buttigieg won the butt plug mayor?
Did he?
Who won here?
Yeah.
Win? Or, I don't know.
A Chuck E. Cheese lookalike? I'll show that in a minute.
Meet the shadowy company behind the failed Iowa caucus app along with its connection to Mayor Pete. I mean, the whole thing even turned into, like, it was basically Bernie and Pete, as I understood it, ended up at the top or whatever. They won. And... But there was a tie or something, and it was a coin toss at the end, and it was some, like, basically some teenage kid standing around in some gymnasium coin tossing to see who's, like, who won, I guess, the caucus or whatever.
Just the
you call
president.
It. And he was like, you could see president. That he was like looking at the coin first and then turning it around, and so it was like this weirdest thing. But anyway, there are multiple credible reports that the developer behind the failed Iowa caucus app is Shadow Incorporated, which is, of course, it's like, really, can you have something a little bit more
I told you, re-elect the shadow government.
The app was only reporting partial data for election results. The same app, which caused election chaos and left America and the voters of Iowa without an official election result, is set to be used in the upcoming Nevada primary and likely other elections around the country. The executive team behind Shadow Incorporated are all former Hillary for America employees and former employees of the company now work for Pete for America. So Anna Rao, James Hickney, Krista Davis, one of the investors, of course, behind Shadow Inc. is Acronym, a nonprofit organization committed to to building power and lasting digital infrastructure for the progressive movement. Greta Carnes, a former digital organizer for Clinton in 2016 and former Acronym Senior Director of Organizing, is currently the National Organizing Director at Pete for America. So there's this Shadow Inc. that has supposedly been like getting their hands into all the business of these upcoming caucuses and stuff like that. I don't know how they get their contracts for this. I don't know who lets them in through the door. But this is a picture of them right here.
I know exactly how they think and feel and the things they talk about. You can just one picture, you can totally just
hugging their iPads and you know their
go home and eat their soy cheese
rainbow colored history stickers and whatever.
Take their estrogen or testosterone shots. Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. You guys remember Chuck E. Cheese? I haven't been there in years, but yeah, there he is right there. He really does look like Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, it's Pete.
By the way,
Mayor Pete.
I saw he has
South Bend, Indiana.
Some MAGA people were like trying to put Peter down by saying that he has 0% support amongst black Democrats. Ooh. But Trump has like, what was it, 10% or 8%?
Yeah, he has a historic 7.3%. No, I don't know. I'm just making up a number there.
I don't see this guy winning.
He's been doing very well so far.
Really?
He's been doing very well.
Is it time we're going to have a first openly gay president? It'll be the first man on the just side? Is that what's going to happen?
Open up your rear end because here it comes, America. Get ready for Chuck E. Cheese. He's going to ram you down from
Remember, I had a babysitter who was saying Chuck E. Cheese. Remember, they had someone put a snake in the ball pen or something not too long ago, and some.
Oh, they've outlawed those little ball. Yeah,
someone had put
ocean
snake
or what
in
do they call them? Ball pits or what do they call them? Yeah, they throw in things there like scorpions and snakes and stuff, and then the kids go and play in that.
That is just messed up.
It's more proof that we're heading in the right direction. You know, it's our society overall is healthy.
I trust.
When you throw in like snakes, that's going to bite the kids in a ball pit out of Chuck E. Cheese.
It's wonderful.
Yep, good stuff. Okay, someone here, I don't know who it is, says, I just got this from my kid's teacher. Not high school, not middle, not elementary, not K, pre-K. How do I respond? And question says, how do you describe social justice? 2, what is an important social justice issue you see we are facing today in our school or community?
Anti-whiteness.
4, what social justice issues are you facing in your life?
Anti-whiteness.
8, how do you share information with your child about social justice?
Anti-whiteness.
Also, would you be willing to come to our class and talk about social justice in our classroom?
Yes, I would love to talk about how white people are being attacked in America. Yes.
But that's white supremacy and racism, not social justice. I think you mixed up those two.
He was asking what the appropriate response was, and everyone was like, pulling your kid out of that school?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be loud about it, too. I mean, a lot of parents, they just pull their kids out quietly instead of making noise about it, you know?
Public education is now 97% brainwashing and 3% math.
It has been for a while now.
It has been for a while, very long time. Teach your kids math, how to read, how to write, how to do math, how to think,
critical thinking.
What to think. Just teach them how to think, how you go about those things, and you're set. But this is part of the Marxist planks is to take over younger generations. We actually have a story about that later, too, how bad it goes when actually kids turn on their parents and they side with these weirdos that are, you know, issuing these kinds of forms to their parents.
Yeah, this is what cultural Marxism does. It destroys families. It turns children against their parents and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah, that's
not
right.
Not unifying.
So here's some more lies from Vice. They've been, of course, keeping up very, very strongly on the white supremacist issue. And of course, they put white nationalist interchangeably with white supremacists as well. By the way, most times, it's like why do you use two different terms if it's two different things to describe the same thing, right? Well, because it's not, because it's two different things. But whatever. The headline that they had is the FBI just put white nationalists and neo-Nazis on the same threat level as ISIS. Not only is, and they have a quote here from Chris Wray, the FBI chief, is not only is the terror threat diverse, it's unrelenting. And Tess Owens have, of course, she's been keeping up with those white supremacists.
Neo-Nazi gangs that are killing all these people in the streets of America? Like, where is it?
So then you realize, as usual, when you read a little bit, that that's not what happened here. They claim this, right? But in a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, and how many of these have they had now on white supremacy, white nationalism, neo-Nazis, what are we doing, terrorism, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, FBI Director Christopher Wray outlined several concrete steps the agency had taken to combat violent far-right extremists, explaining that the, quote, national threat priority designation puts those groups or individuals on the same footing as ISIS. Oh, it's not bad. In terms of the resources the FBI will devote to it, right? It doesn't prove. The headline says say the FBI is now saying white nationalists and neo-Nazis are ISIS.
Yeah.
They're on par now. This is the same thing.
Yeah.
No, it's just that the FBI has redirected resources so that they will be spending as much on white nationalists and neo-Nazis as they do on ISIS, right?
Yep.
What does that mean? Well, we know who funds ISIS. We know that
the government.
Who's giving them all the resources, who's giving all the money. Israel, of course, by proxy, America, even American aid and stuff. They're dropping things to these moderate rebels. Excuse me, folks, can't speak today. They're running away from the scene. ISIS comes in and takes over the resources. That's how they end up like with new Humvees and like all this weaponry and stuff like that. So in other words, what we can say is they will provide the same funding to do sting operations and entrapments
of
white nationalists
that they've
done on par with ISIS now. So you're going to see it means there's going to be an incredible amount of funds being poured into trying to frame and charge and create threats that aren't real. You will see Asians infiltrating, setting up new groups and doing. And I don't mean to like create more paranoia, but this is just the reality of
we just saw it happen with the base, for instance.
Yes, it was all feds. It was feds. It was an FBI plot. It was an entrapment.
And a journalist from The Guardian was a part of that group too.
An embedded journalist.
Undercover. We talked about this. That's how bad it is. So it's just
there's so little of it that these government agencies literally has to invent groups to prove what a big threat it is. That's how bad it is.
Okay, there's like what seven guys. It turns out four of them were like journalists or agents.
And you're telling me an organization, ISIS, which again, let's just take the official narrative. We don't have to go into the conspiracy that there's people that are actually funding this and benefiting from them in the region
as
purging
killed?
People and opening up territory. This is a group that has managed to like literally almost take over entire countries.
Yeah.
Killing people, gassing people, bombing people, raping people, pushing them out of their
serious
territory,
violence.
Converting people, setting up Inquisition type things where they're like imprisoning people and flogging them and torturing them and beheading them, all these things. You're saying that deserves as much funds in terms of resources that the white nationalists do?
And
in
of course, what they're talking about when they say neo-Nazi and these evil white nationalists, they're talking about people who talk like us. Just normal
talking about. I don't like open borders.
Talking about immigration.
Yeah.
Talking about the insanity that we see. The anti-whiteness. That is what they're really after.
That's what they mean. Exactly.
They want to ultimately make that an act of terrorism because they want to shut this down.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting that there's a bunch of white guys that are a part of this too. FBI, CIA. It's just disgusting.
They're turning on their own sons, and daughters for that matter too. They're selling out their future. They don't know what they're doing. They're just following order. I mean, some might know what they're doing, but most of them are just following order.
And like I was telling you earlier, now it'll probably even go so deep. The housewives of white supremacy, right? My friend sent that article from New York Times. I was like, oh yeah, that was about all my interviews in my show. She just happened to see it today. But it's like,
did we pull that up yet?
No, we didn't. But it's okay. The New York Times.
No, we should. Where is it?
I've covered this a couple years ago.
Let's talk about that.
New
real
York
quick,
Times
because
did it because I think it's going to coincide here. Yeah, was it a couple years ago or something? The Housewives of White Supremacy, New York Slimes, did this whole piece, and it was about basically girls that have been on my show and things that we think, and basically just white women who want to have white babies is like, oh, the most disgusting Nazism, and it's going to be practically an act of terrorism to stay home and have white kids and care about your, white family's future and defend your white husband, whatever, I mean, this is how far it's going to go. I mean,
yeah, it's good that you brought that up because when you put these next to each other, it means, right? What it mean? And I know, Chad, I saw all of you were talking about it and like, yeah, we know ISIS. We know who's benefiting from that. We know that there's Israeli Zionist interest groups behind that. They're benefiting from them being in the region and purging people from there. And a consequence, of course, these are people that migrate then into Europe.
Yeah.
And America to a certain extent as well. When you put these next to each other, holy shit, wow, my God, white nationalists and neo-Nazis are now on the same threat level. That's a lie, first of all. But that's what you think when you see the headline, right? They're basically ISIS now. And then, okay, well, how do you go on and define it? What is these whites? Oh, okay, it's housewives.
Yeah.
It's women who are home.
They
vacuum.
Mentioned to my girlfriends in particular, after, all the dead links to my shows here now because YouTube's been nuked because these people have been after us for a while. Yeah, Annie Kelly, this is 2018.
Yeah.
I just interviewed my friend Nicole, right? And it did really well during the whole migrant invasion and stuff. I had 100,000 views and we talked about all kinds of things. And mm-hmm. she told me how she had this big political shift after the migrant invasion and all this. And then she was telling me how proud she was to go back to her Norwegian roots. She got with this other Norwegian guy. They're having all these cute babies. And she's mm-hmm. like, I love that they look like us and they're Norwegian and they're blonde and blue eyed. And I'm just so proud of them and I want to have more kids. They're yeah. shaming her in this article. Mm-hmm. This little cat lady feminist who doesn't know anything about marriage and families, mm-hmm. having children, is shaming my friend who's very talented and a wonderful woman, right? Mm-hmm. Shaming her because she wanted kids that yeah. looked like her.
This is New York.
Like shaming Ayla yeah. with the whole white baby challenge, right? Oh, mm-hmm. your demographics, yeah. you white people are dying. And then Ayla's like, have lots of kids then.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, yeah. you can't do that either.
White supremacy. Yeah. So this is, again, these are the things that they will relay resources to, that if you just think it's okay that white people exist and you want them to continue to exist and that we have rights as well as everyone else does, I mean, the most just scaled back, normal, reasonable, and again, just from an objective point of view, that if all these people that are truly talking about discrimination and racism and all these kinds of things, then you can just say, okay, well, then apply that to white people as well then, because clearly the majority of things that are going on now, these programs up against white people, that is discrimination. That is racism. That, you know, that's what it is.
So it's like, racially
I agree
profiling.
With you. I'm against that too. I'm not for all this anti-white racist hatred that's out there, right? But that is now enough to get you on par of being a get you on lists mm-hmm. by these Marxists in government, mm-hmm. but these progressives, and to a certain extent, these conservative GOP dummies as well, these boomers of the Republican Party. That's just like, well, we got to deal with white supremacy.
You must have done
well, what
wrong.
Is it then? Oh, it's a girl who's who likes having people who looks like her.
Motherhood, as they have right here. Agrarian motherhood is white supremacy.
Yeah,
for a white girl.
Yep, and that of course only gets you to one conclusion, and that is whites need to be. They don't say, of course, like exterminated, but they essentially says we
don't
need
procreate.
You as a white person, you cannot continue to exist. That's the only other conclusion
where
you can take.
All the signs are pointing when you put all these pieces
okay
together.
It's not okay to be white, right? That's what the okay to be white posters have revealed. That's a shocking racist statement now.
And now it's not okay to be a white housewife who wants to have lots of white kids. I mean, you draw the conclusion here. They don't want us to be here.
They don't want us
to have children. They don't want us to ultimately exist.
Their movement is putting the dots together,
is really obvious.
That's right. Their movement is built on some of the greatest, most vile hatred that we've ever seen. And they're hiding behind... Mm-hmm. minority groups and selected victim classes. They're hiding behind words that the majority of people are fooled by and they think it sounds good. Well, like, you can't be against hate now, can you? And then you begin to dissect the definitions of these terms. What do you mean when you say that? Who are you targeting? Who's not okay to do what they want? Who's not free to do the things that they want to do and live the life that they want to live? And then you realize, you get on this track and you realize these people are insane.
Yeah,
they're full of hatred. And one day, the more power these people get, they'll start putting people in camps. Like, that's what they want. Oh, yeah. I mean, ultimately, you need to be re-educated. And essentially, unless you're total submission, where you hate yourself, you're disgusted by the fact that you're white, and you're working tirelessly night and day to serve other people beyond you as a white person, then we might give you a pass.
Maybe.
We'll see, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're the biggest haters ever. This is the worst racism we've ever seen on the planet.
Oh, yeah. And then they laugh in our faces when we, for years now, have just story after story after story, events after events, continuing to outline proof every day. There's new just heights to the insanity of what's happening on the war against white people, and that it's that we can't exist, we can't be free to do what we want, we can't have countries, we can't have neighborhoods, we can't even have our own houses here now soon.
And then they say, well, there's a lot of white people behind it in power pushing them. Well, guess what? It was blacks that sold out their blacks into slavery. Then stop complaining about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
even if there's other white
doesn't
people,
make
obviously,
it right.
No, of course
doesn't
not.
Doesn't make and, it right. And they're brainwashed into it and
they're convinced
and all these
by bad ideas from fellow white people. Right.
So, yeah, exactly.
All right. Hey, I thought we could look at this one here, too. Speaking of all of this anti-whiteness, right? Here's a Elizabeth Warren 2020 staffer talking here. Check out what she says about white males here.
I'll say I love all the staff, but the queer staff and the trans staff, that's
the staff. Yeah, us straight white dudes just...
You ruin every I'll say it. No
see that? See, imagine if they would have said this about a brown person.
Never.
You. No one likes you because you're non-white. Because you're brown, you ruin it for everybody. Do you think there would be national media coverage about that once that's out?
And it's like she looks white, straight. Right? She's what she would. She would never exist had it not have been for a straight white man. And all these things, all these gay rights and all these liberal values, it's all because of white men. Well, some Jews, but mostly because of white guys, white men supporting it, going along with it.
Yeah, and now they're doing their part to destroy all these horrible things that they were given.
Right? You ruin every I'll say no one likes you.
Yep. All right. There we go. So they've been continuing exposing some of these crazy communists.
More of me is good, right? It's always that.
Yep. All right. So this is another clip that was going around. This is a meeting in Saline, Michigan. And they ended up calling this guy a racist for raising an obvious question when they were kvetching on how bad things are in America, essentially. I think the news report's going to spin it, so let's just check out the raw clip. I believe this is the raw clip here. Here's what happened here. Okay, let me see. Make sure that that's turned up.
Remember when I...
Yeah, I'm going to turn that up a little bit more. Always bad audio sources in some of these clips, huh? At least I didn't film vertically.
All right. I remember when I went to his bedroom to say goodnight, and he was crying. Because of the abuse that he was enduring in this school system.
Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
You need to leave!
Which hunt?
Let's take that again.
Yep.
And he was crying. Because of the abuse that he was enduring in this school system.
Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
Look at that old lady.
You need to leave.
I love
you
it.
You need to leave.
Yeah, these hats.
But it's a perfectly it's a perfectly reasonable question.
Stay in
though.
Mexico, it'd be all Mexicans, and you wouldn't have to deal with this so-called problem, would you? Yeah, he's right.
Oh my
look
god!
Look
at
these cat ladies. They're like they're always the most haggard, just banshees. You know. Ugh, god. Oh, you want borders now, huh? Deportation?
Oh, yeah, and he needs to be deported. We need to encircle him, put him in a camp, isolate him, freeze him out, push him away. You know, that's totally fine, right?
Negative of what our kids are experiencing. Yeah. Well, comments like that. And that's, no, he's sharing a story right now, and that's indicative of what our kids are experiencing.
What about our kids?
Is this more proof that diversity is just like a very strengthening factor? No, but what's good about the clip too, though, because now they it's only because those white guys are in there.
Exactly.
But once we get rid of those people, it will be great.
But I suspect, Henrik, if we were to get to the bottom of the story and follow this kid in the school, that we would learn another story about his kid, one that is, maybe he's not as innocent. Maybe he's getting picked on for some other things that his father isn't telling you about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see the rest here, see if there's anything else.
You got the floor. Take the mic. School him on diversity, man.
It's important, though. It's like, it's never good enough. It's always so bad. It's horrible things. And so you have options then. If you hate America so much or whatever is wrong here in this case, it's like It's like you choose to pick up and leave. Right?
Don't buy these sob stories about, oh, Mexico is so hard. Yeah. Do you know how many white people live there and how many Mexicans live there and how big that country is and how many places you can live and do something with your life?
So what ended up happening here, because the dad took a stand, and just again, it's this, you know. Also keep in mind, it's not just an isolated thing where he just blurt this out of for no reason. It's only this. No, we're talking about for years. It's been hammering in the school system, and America's bad, and this, you know, white people are bad. Like, you know, if you just look at what's happening, and if you're hammered by this over and over again, all of a sudden you're just like, you know what, I'm going to have my say about this. Yeah. Like, you know what, you don't like it, just leave
them. How about that? It's a public forum. What, you guys all just want to have your little circle jerk? His opinions
are not right.
And make each stroke each other's feelings about your same viewpoint, and then one guy comes and they just like crumble.
We're going to come together and share our perspectives, everybody, and everybody's going to talk, and we're going to, you know, ball, we can say each other's name, and we're going to toss it around this ring, but then this guy comes and he says something they don't want, and it's like...
It's always interesting too how these women, specifically these white, you know, shit-lib women, they're always like, oh, love and peace and tolerance. And then you see this demon come out when one guy says something like that. Did you see like this other woman comes out that's just this hideous beast inside, you know?
Yeah, someone
like,
zoomed in.
Like, there's the real you, lady.
Someone zoomed in
now
on
that. Now we see.
The lady down there in the bottom right.
There we go.
Let me play it in slow motion there, the reaction. It's pretty funny. Let's do like point five. Let's see here.
He was endured in this school system. Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
You need to leave.
Man, that was a happy voice.
You need to leave.
Man, I wish we could see the ladies.
God bless 0.5 speed.
Oh, you want me to leave America now, do you?
Mm-hmm. But so what was horrible about this too is that the son of the guy here who stood up confronts his father's racist outburst as Michigan school meeting. In other words, the son is lost. He didn't even take his own father's side.
Oh, man.
If I signal against him, it'll be good. He did a Facebook post. Today, my father asked a deliberately racist question at the Saline Area School, or whatever the hell you pronounce that, the Saline Area School's Diversity and Inclusion Meeting. So you see, this is the thing, right? There was but he was intolerant. Okay, well, but again, that's not the point. The point is he shares an idea which is outside of the norm. He needs to be included in that. His perspective needs to be heard.
It's a valid question, of course.
I'd like
to hear that guy answer.
No, we don't accept. It's one-way tolerance, right? We set the rule what the limits of that tolerance is, right? Anyway,
well,
isn't
this just proof that immigration is dividing us?
Of course, it's like, you know.
It's literally ruining families.
Is our worst strength. What do you call it? He goes on to say, Bertel wrote, his views, speaking about his father, his views of hate in no way represent my own. He added, I stand in solidarity with the refugees and migrants of the world. Well, one day you might be one, man. So
if he has some let's say it was a European that was complaining about something, why don't you go back to Europe? Remember, I did a video on that YouTube deleted immediately. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go back to Europe? Would it be the same response? No, we always hear go back to Europe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a valid question. Go back to Mexico. I mean, where's the hate? He's asking a question.
Yeah.
And why don't you go back to Mexico? You're saying it's so miserable. It's this whole sob story. You want this, you know, change, and you're sitting here campaigning, and your kid is crying every night.
Yeah.
Simple question. Why don't you go back to Mexico?
Yeah. I mean, and again, just that you're not allowed to ask it. And I mean, again, you know that would have been coming up if it's like, you know, again, imagine it was like an immigrant from Denmark or something. And horrible things and blah, blah, blah. Eventually, you know, those people, why don't you go back to Denmark then? You know that would have come up.
Yeah,
right?
No problem.
No problem.
And but it could be a white kid that's being bullied like crazy in these schools that are all diverse now. Mm-hmm. No one gives a shit.
No. I mean, remember the kid in England who hung himself? He was picked on for being white.
Hear about that.
Where's the charities in his name? Where's the groups, the commemoration days for him and stuff? Like, you don't hear that. Anyway, I want to play this real quick here too. There's of course he was gay then, right? I didn't even know, but Hunter Avalon is a phony, fake conservative. He's this He was famously coming out, pun intended, I guess, recently, for saying, well, conservatives aren't really being censored. There's no, it's not really happening. I remember the pro pedophile. Let me rephrase that. Say the guy who is a far left communist YouTube Antifa guy, Vaush, who has openly stated in interviews that he doesn't find it morally objectionable to make money on child pornography. We've played the clip. That guy ended up reaching out to Hunter Avalon and thanking him for these comments of proving that these right-wingers were not being censored and stuff like that. In other words, this Hunter Avalon obviously has been just a plant from the beginning, essentially. He's just, yes, I'm a conservative. The libtards really hate me, or, you know, whatever. And then he gains an audience and stuff, like, oh, he's a conservative guy. And then it turns out he's a far left. He's okay, just like supporting all these issues, right? Anyway, Liberty Hangout says, a gay YouTuber, Hunter Avalon, used to make a living as a conservative provocateur, but has since found a new calling as a left-wing LGBTQ activist. His new hobby is attacking right-wingers while maintaining his beliefs that he's always been consistent. Here are just a few examples of his hypocrisies. Let's take a look at this.
Today, we're talking about Caitlin Bennett, a person I think gives a really bad name to Republicans everywhere. I don't really consider myself a conservative, I consider myself a free thinker. I also find myself agreeing with some ideas on the right and some ideas on the left, and I really don't want to box myself in with any kind of a label. She recently went to a pro-choice rally when a woman asked her to be quiet so she could hear the speaker. This woman was not even asking Caitlyn to shut up for political reasons, she just wanted to hear the speaker.
I'm not speaking on behalf of women. I'm telling you to shut the fuck up because I don't like you and I think you're a piece of shit for being here.
She's not really interested in hearing other people's opinions, but rather she jumps from topic to topic, trying to trap the people she's interviewing in a gotcha for the sake of pumping out sensational clips.
You're dodging the question. You're really good at dodging questions.
All she really cares about is being a provocateur. I went ahead and took off the jacket, exposing my Stop Being a Feminist shirt for everyone to see. And I basically just walked around the gathering, just soaking up the glares of angry cat women everywhere.
Leading causes, lobbying on issues at all levels of government.
I really hope she's smart enough to know that an entire political ideology cannot be succinctly summed up in a two-sentence dictionary definition. She thinks a monarchy is better than a complete democracy. For those of you who don't know, a monarchy is when a monarch, one individual person, rules everyone else. Literally, the polar opposite of liberty. She doesn't care about people's freedom to do what they want to their own bodies or identify how they choose. It seems that your ability to lie and your ability to grow boobs are on the same level. Gender is a biological and physical trait that matches your sex. An Instagram star has called me out, posting a pretty damning video exposing me for being completely consistent in my beliefs and refusing to be a grifter. And I deleted most of those videos because they no longer align with my views.
Consistent in my beliefs.
Most of the videos I removed no longer aligned with my current values.
Consistent in my beliefs.
Right, so he made a name for himself, you know, like again, first can be a conservative. And then, of course, it's like, no one is being censored. This is just a delusion. You know, people are not being banned or shadow banned if they're right-wing conservatives.
Can't or, trust those eyebrows.
Nationalists or anything like that, right? So, big surprise. Anyway, we'll have to cover some of the other things here in Weekend Warrior because we're going to start wrapping up. This one was really good. Okay, liberal whites are something else. Having an interesting interaction with some black Hebrew Israelites. We'll save that one. But yeah, guys, thank you. Let me just go through a couple of the super chat real quick here. On DLive, 41 BCM gives a diamond, no message. HM1 says Shabbat Shalom gives a diamond. Sticks Rectum Jammer 666 gives a diamond, says I love the Amish. Carbon 1 says love you guys, keep doing what you're doing. Mr. Wright gives a ninja guinea. Well, thank you. Sign Wolf gives also a ninja guinea. Some shekels, Henrik. I know you can use them better than I can. I'll definitely use that ninja guinea. Drive fast in the digital space. Thank you. Appreciate that. Mr. Wright gives a diamond, and then he gives a ninja guinea. Thank you. And Mr. Wright again gives a diamond. Thank you so much. Big supporter of the show as well. White Ice TV 14 gives a diamond and says, it's fucked up. It sure is. And then he says, 14. That's right. Shmuel Goldschlong gives a Ninja Genie and says, May Day in Sweden. NMR holding demonstrations in Uppsala. Just show up. El Seger. Yeah, they do have pretty big protests is wrong to say. Marches, I guess. So they're just showing themselves on May Day, definitely. Uppsala, I didn't know where it was taking place this year. Thank you, Shmuel Goldschlong, for that Ninja Genie.
You should make a candle scented after that name.
I appreciate that. Mr. Wright gave a diamond, no message. And again, Mr. Wright gives a Ninja Genie. Migration is always a hunt for resources. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And even in this case, it's the hunt for economic resources, right? Living off of white people. That's what it's about. Thank you, Mr. Wright. He's a great supporter. Shroon gives a diamond and says the ADL would benefit from propertarianism. Maybe they would. A good point. Thank you, Shroon. Freestyle Australia gives a diamond, no message. Bandit 001 gives a diamond. Say it's really, it really is clown world in this week's show. Yeah, it is. We're trying to get the best ones out for you guys. Frank Pliskin gives a Ninja Guinea. Say let's ban male genital mutilation and have see my proponents pay reparation to non-consenting victims. Well, it's a good point, isn't it? Where does the tradition come from now and who implemented it? It's very interesting. Donkey, and thank you for that, Ninja Guinea, by the way, Frank. I appreciate that. Donkey Bitch, I guess. Donkey Bitch gives a diamond and says, I wish my mom and dad were Henrik and Lana.
Nice.
How about that? Well, that's kind of you. That's very nice. Kraut gives a diamond and says, everyone going free. I'm still stuck in Iugabuga. Iugabuga. Like Iugabuga. Is it Germany? Kraut, is that where you're from? I think it is, right? So, well, be trusting. One day the EU will collapse completely, I think so. Purus777 gives a diamond, no message. Purus777, again, a diamond, thank you. Shmuel Goldschlong, another diamond, and says, love the show. Am I right, Rurik is getting a bruises? Yes, absolutely, you are. Thank you, sir. JF Fox, getting a diamond. Love Hater, I guess it is, gives a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, Sunshine Sucks gives a diamond. I like Sunshine. There's nothing wrong with Sunshine. Purus777, a diamond, and I believe that is that. Lana, say thank you and tell us about Weekend Warrior coming up.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah, Weekend Warrior. Well, you showed some clips that we're doing, and then I also finally got around to doing a video on why I support free speech. So
that's coming up.
We're going to put that out.
I'll try to have it up here later. Maybe not later tonight, but definitely tomorrow. We're not going to do it like super fancy. There's going to be a couple of things in there.
Exactly. And real quick, I'll say, I saw Verbo Tempestus in the chat earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Have your wife get in touch with me because I was going to have her on, but I don't know how to reach you guys. It seems like all the links I go to are dead now. So.
Okay. So if you guys hear this, send an email to redeyes@protonmail.com.
Mother hen, right? I think that's what she goes by.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you, guys. A couple more came in here real quick, and I saw that Conrad K earlier sent a couple on the Cash App, by the way. He says, please try to contact Rice Up Ocean County. Never heard of them. I'll have to look into it. Thank you, Conrad. He's always a big supporter on the Cash App. He says, hostile takeover of our towns in New Jersey by Amish. Amish, he says. Now, that's a good story. That's interesting. We can remember that video we didn't cover it yet? Ari? The guy walking around in New Jersey asking black people why they're attacking Jewish people.
That's right.
We'll play that in this Weekend Warrior show because it's an interesting point, Conrad, as well. So thank you for that. And again, a couple of more came in real quick. Kraut, it is. I appreciate all you do. Yeah, it is. He's in Germany, I guess, then. Thank you, Kraut, for the support as well. He sends us another one. The two of you are too precious. Well, thank you, Kraut. I appreciate that. And another one just came in. Mr. Wright, diversity is... Diversity is like yellow snow. Yeah, I agree. I concur.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Love to all of you guys. Thank you for watching tonight. Really appreciate it. We'll be back, as we said, Sunday. We're doing prep tomorrow for Weekend Warrior. But Lana's video on free speech is, I'll complete that and finish that by tomorrow. So it'll be up on redicemembers.com and redice.tv. And of course, all the other social media that we are on. So thank you, guys. We'll see you guys soon.
Have a good night.
Yeah, have a great night. Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Yeah. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities in this postmodern age. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the dissident right or the nationalist scene or the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.